This hearing is by call to order. This is State of North Carolina, County of New Hanover, Town of Curie Beach versus 1714 Swordfish Lane, MTKP Investments LLC. Registered agent is Justin Michael Persinger. This is a formal hearing that is basically going into detail about the inspection that I made on July 20th.
Yes, sir.
And it was inspected for confirmance under the standards set forth by the Town of Curie Beach Minimum Housing Code, Chapter 5, Article 5 of the Town Code. At the result of this inspection, the property located above address is found to be in violation of the Minimum Housing Code as follows. No power, no water, no smoke detectors. After I did this inspection, I notified y'all of the public hearing that was to be held on this date.
Yes, sir.
To date, I am aware that you have been trying to get your water pipe turned back on,
it's
which I believe is on. I understand that you've also tried to procure your power.
It's already on.
I understand that inspection was made this morning and it did pass inspection.
Yes, sir.
At this point in time, you've complied with the water, you're trying to comply with the power, and I understand that you've got your smoke detectors.
Yes, sir.
And so right now, I want to continue this meeting till September 27th.
Okay.
Which is next Monday for the same time, 10 a.m.
Yes, sir.
At which time we'll find out whether or not you've got your power turned back on.
Yes, sir.
And I will make an inspection to find out if you've got smoke detectors.
Yes, sir.
And this matter will be closed as far as these issues are, as far as these issues I've got down here.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Dodson, one question. You say smoke detectors. We have you've seen our house. Our house is real small. We have a hallway smoke detector.
We should have one in every sleeping room also.
Okay.
One in every sleeping room. Okay.
That's correct. Okay. Do you have any other questions or
no,
anything?
Sir, right
now. So it'll be case closed next Monday
as long as all these issues are resolved, yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do you have any questions or
yes,
things
indeed
you'd like to say?
I'm sorry, and your name, ma'am?
Beverly Hill. Regarding the condemnation, there is a state statute. It is 160A-426B2 that states the property may be condemned if it shows a tendency to attract persons intent on criminal activities or other activities that would constitute a public nuisance. And in addition to that, it does 126A-439 goes into decay, unsafe wiring, inadequate means of egress, and other conditions which contribute to the fire or safety of the property. So we have gotten together and we have a community petition to ask the City of Curie Beach to continue condemnation of this property based on this particular statute. Now, in last year, it was expanded for this. A municipality may expand subsections B and C of this section to apply to residential buildings by adopting an ordinance regarding this. Before adopting such an ordinance, a municipality shall hold a public meeting and shall provide notice of the hearing at least 10 days in advance of the hearing. I did actually happen to meet Lillian Albright and ask her this question. It is a municipality issue. Municipalities may adopt this ordinance. And so it may be brought before City Council that this ordinance be passed in the town of Curie Beach. It will give residents and police and you yourself a little bit more power to determine whether or not a property is being used in a way that is endangerment to the entire neighborhood. I have a petition here. It's been signed by most of the residents of Swordfish. The type of activity that goes on there and the disturbances that go on there and the just even the charges that Kurt Persinger has been charged with, that he's coming forth now should warrant the fact that there is there may be criminal activities, intent on criminal activities there. So I have this information for you.
Excuse me, I'm very sorry.
And in addition, it is public record of both Kurt and Justin's past history as far as different charges they have been charged with, be it misdemeanor or potential felonies. So that is all a matter of public record. I don't have it with me today, but I'd be happy to get it to you to show that the residents of Swordfish are greatly concerned about the activity going on at 1714
okay.
Swordfish.
May I see the petition?
May I rebuttal?
It's not fake.
Excuse us, Mayor, please.
I need to see you soon. You get out of here.
Just as soon as I get out.
I respect your issues.
Hold on, John, just a second. You've inspected the decay, unsafe wiring. You don't have any problems with these
things?
Well,
no, I'm getting ready to address that.
Okay.
I respect the issues. I see what you're saying as far as the general statutes are concerned. This condemnation process was started purely on the issues of no power, no water, and no smoke detectors. So I've got to wrap up this condemnation hearing and this specific complaint notice with these findings only.
Okay.
If we decide as a town to go pursue condemnation based on those findings, we have to start the whole process all over again.
Okay.
As far as decay, lack of proper egress, and faulty wiring, I've inspected that premises. They do meet the current building code as far as their egress. As far as faulty wiring, I don't know. I did not see any faulty wiring when I went over there to look at the house. And the current state of decay, I wouldn't say it's any more than what would be expected for a trailer that's over 30 years old. And so, if we have any more comments, not directed to what she has to say.
Okay. One question. Where can I get a copy of the town statutes and code? Because
they're all online. You can find every single bit of everything we work off of online.
Okay. And what?
If you request it, if you want a copy of anything that we use or anything we've got here, I can provide it for you at 10 cents a copy.
Okay.
Per page.
It's on our website. Go under.
Currybeach.org.
Currybeach.org.
It's under government, I think.
There's a subsection up at the top that says government, and then drop
code
down and shows you code of ordinances.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we're working off of is Chapter 5.
Yes, sir.
Okay. My only other comment is directed towards what she had to say.
Well, this is not a debate. We're hearing two sides, so that's why we're going to leave it right now.
Yes, sir.
And nobody has any further comments or.
What is the condition of mold there? I'm highly allergic to mold. Are there mold issues within the
I'm area? Not. You know, I don't know. That I do not have a good answer for you.
Okay. That is a public health issue if there is mold there as well.
Okay. Does anybody else have any other comments?
No, sir.
Well, I will close this hearing. It is 5 minutes after 10. And it is hereby continued to September 27th at 10 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Very much appreciate your time.
Good to see you. Thank you.